Hello friends, this is Lisa Colon Delay, and today I bring you Soul School Lesson 302, Spring Lavishly. Today I'm speaking to you during Holy Week, which is the week between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday 2024, and there's been this giant, beautiful full moon, and I've decided to fast for a few days. Because the last time I fasted, I had such incredible health benefits from it. I had such clarity of mind from it, and some spiritual benefits as well. On Palm Sunday, in the evening, I was able to go to a Seder meal presentation, and that was really touching. It was really informative and profound to me. And so this week, I'm sort of settling back a little bit into the themes of Easter. And I want to present you with a few poems and just kind of take a load off this week. For me in North America, it is springtime. The daffodils are beginning. Some of the trees are blooming and the bushes are blooming like forsythia bushes, which I have just found out yellow forsythia petals are edible. So I will be including them in some salads. And today will be a short episode, and I hope that these poems are something that are special to you. The first one is called An Easter Prayer, and it's by Helen Steiner Rice. God, give us eyes to see the beauty of the spring, and to behold your majesty in every living thing. And may we see in lacy leaves and every budding flower the hand that rules the universe with gentleness and power. And may this Easter grandeur that spring lavishly imparts, awaken faded flowers of faith, lowing dormant in our hearts. And give us ears to hear, dear God, the springtime song of birds, with messages more meaningful than man's often empty words, telling harried human beings who are lost in dark despair, be like us and do not worry, for God has you in his care. I have also been hearing a lot more birds than I heard last year. If you're a regular listener, you'll recall that a few months back, I had an episode that had been in a kind of despair about the lack of birdsong I was hearing. It's possible that the birds had already left for the season, but it seemed far too early for that. There was something amiss, and I couldn't hear not a single bird song. And it was really sad and very, very quiet. But this spring, when I've gone outside, I've heard sometimes 8 birds at a time, different birds making different sounds, and it is very cheerful. It is very nice. They're making their nests. They're looking for materials. And I saw a pair of cardinals, male and female, and a whole bunch of different birds in the area that have come back for their yearly nesting time. It's really been a beautiful sight to see and lifted my heart a lot. The second poem I'm going to read, though, is about flowers, not about birds. And this is by John Greenleaf Whittier. It's called An Easter Flower Gift. Oh, dearest bloom, the seasons know. Flowers of the resurrection blow. Our hope and faith restore, and through the bitterness of death and loss and sorrow, breathe and breath of life forevermore. The thought of love immortal blends with fond remembrances of friends. In you, O sacred flowers, by human love made doubly sweet, the heavenly and the earthly meet. The heart of Christ is ours. This is a tradition in our church, and maybe perhaps in Whittier's church, that people buy flowers that go in the front of the church that remember people, friends or family who've passed away. Flowers like lilies, for instance, or other springtime flowers. It's a tradition that kind of recalls the ancestors, if you will. Remembers friends with these flowers. It happens on Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, and it reminds us that death does not have the victory. Death does not have this final sting because of the belief in resurrection. But not just the belief, mental ascension, but the hope that we live toward, that one day all things will be made right, and that in some way that is a bit beyond our comprehension, all things will be restored, including being able to be with our friends and family that we've lost, that we've loved so dearly. And I think as the poet here writes in Easter Flower Gift, he is referring to these remembrances. I'm just going to read it one more time, so maybe you can notice those words in this poem and see what he means. O dearest bloom, the seasons know, flowers of the resurrection blow, our hope and faith restore, and through the bitterness of death and loss and sorrow, breathe and breath of life forevermore. The thought of love immortal blends with fond remembrances of friends. In you, O sacred flowers, by human love made doubly sweet, the heavenly and the earthly meet, the heart of Christ is ours. So this is a simple episode this week. I hope it was a little nugget to hold on to this week. If you have comments, please leave them for me at sparkmymuse.substack.com, where I leave a part two to what I do here with the audio. You can always go to sparkmymuse.com and see many other things there, many other episodes. I think it actually the 550-somethings at this point. And you can go there and see what I've done for other Easters, if you'd like. And until next time, until we meet again, blessing and peace to you.